News Talk 1620 WTAW this week is the official opening of a new program at Texas A&M University, and Dick Lester with the Center of New Ventures and Entrepreneurship within the Mays Business School on hand to talk about Startup Aggieland. And Dick, let's give listeners some background about what Startup Aggieland is about.
Sure. Startup Aggieland is a collaboration between a number of folks inside the university, but most importantly, it's a collaboration amongst the students. And one of the things that we've recognized here is that there's a real need and a real passion and excitement for students to actually launch their own businesses and, in effect, be an alternative to the Career Center, where they create their own job rather than having to go and ask somebody for one. So this initiative started about a year ago. We've been basically soft launching it for about the last 12 months, and in the last semester in the fall, we had a number of student businesses that started up over there. We're starting to hold some classes over there, and we're just getting a lot of excitement around this, so we decided to actually do an official launch and a grand opening, and we're doing it this Thursday night.
And it ought to be really fun when you have a Chamber of Commerce event. You have veteran business decision makers, executives and owners and so forth. They're going to see maybe what they wanted to do when they were the age of these college students.
Yeah, that's really interesting you say that. We have a lot of folks that when I present this or any of us talk about this program that we get a lot of folks say, I really wish that was there when I was a student or when I went to college. And one of the real benefits to being able to do this and this program and linking up with the chamber and having the university partners that we have is being able to link into the mentor network we have a very strong entrepreneurial network in Bryan College Station. And being able to link into that along with the Aggie network that goes outside our little valley here has strong potential for what we can do in the future with this.
Visiting with Dick Lester, again, talking about Startup Aggieland and something that is open to any Aggie student, regardless of major. And to me, that's an important point in itself. You don't have to be part of the Mays Business School, for instance, to be part of this.
No, absolutely not. And that's one of the real pluses that we see. I mean, to start up a business does require a business acumen. But business students don't necessarily start up businesses all their own. Quite often what we see is that there are students from engineering or computer science or agriculture or liberal arts or architecture, any one of the disciplines. And when you put all of those students together, then you have a really powerful dynamic for the launch of a new business, because that's the way most businesses operate. They don't operate just with four accountants, unless it's an accounting firm, or four of anything. Right? They typically will have a multidiscipline. You'll get some marketing expertise, you'll get some finance expertise, you'll get some engineering expertise, and that's the way many businesses actually get off the ground.
And again, I like the concept that it is a community. You may have a particular strength, maybe as somebody who can create ideas, but maybe you're not very strong in developing a business plan or some other aspect of making something work, and I see this as the opportunity of being able to put these people together.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The real power here is this multidiscipline learning and the community of students that has come around. There's just a real passion around this facility now. It's a donated space that we have out in Research Park, and we've got 4,700 square feet of office space that we've had given to us by the university for the next couple of years. And I'll tell you, we're making the most of it, because every day you go out there, there's students crawling all over this place, getting really excited about potentially either learning about entrepreneurship or becoming entrepreneurs or launching their own business.
Tell me about the atmosphere and the climate in there, how antiseptic or how free form it is when you walk into this.
When you walk in, one of the first things you see is a ping pong table. I guess that should tell you a little bit. The students decided they wanted a ping pong table, so they've got one. It's set up in the traditional venue, like an office building. We have eight different offices. Six of those are dedicated to student entrepreneurial startups. But we also have a decent-sized classroom that we use for classrooms, and then there's some sofas and couches around. It's a very comfortable environment. We've held some events out there, but I think that the students are finding it's just a kind of a place to come over and hang out.
Again, visiting with Dick Lester, Startup Aggieland, a business incubator there at A&M. I'm also curious, as we've talked here in the last couple of minutes, about how students interact with each other. How are students now interacting maybe with the Aggie Network and with those off campus?
Well, we've done a few things there. One of the things that the students have actually started is a mentor network where they're starting to tie in to different, particularly the service providers, so accountants, lawyers, those folks that can really assist them in either learning more about entrepreneurship or actually linking up to their student businesses. The other thing that we've got is the potential for the students to be able to network amongst themselves. So, as I said earlier, it's a very collaborative environment, and we see students from all over campus, either through the Facebook page or through the Entrepreneurship Student Organization or through any other various entities that are on campus, actually come over there and just hang out, and they start to see one another and learn about one another and find some common goals and actually start some businesses up.
For those who are listening who are off campus in one way or another but are intrigued about the idea of maybe picking the brain of one of these students, is that opportunity available?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be opportunities to just stop in. We have student workers that we have over there that are actually helping to staff the organization. It's pretty much open from mid-morning to mid-afternoon most work days, so we would encourage someone, if they're interested, just to stop in, or they could always get a hold of myself at the Center for New Ventures and Entrepreneurship, and our website is cnve.tamu.edu, and they can find our contact information there. I'd be happy to work through them and get them hooked up with the right kinds of folks. But we encourage the community to come out and see what we're doing and get involved.
And I'll get that web information linked up when I post the interview on the WTAW.com website. Is there anything else that I've missed that the listeners on need to know?
No, I don't think so. I think we've pretty well covered it. It's a very exciting initiative. It's a collaboration of a bunch of folks around campus, but in essence, really, it's a collaboration of the students that are interested in launching and learning about business startups. So it's a very exciting time right now.
And you've already made the reference to the Facebook page. I know that the station follows the Twitter account, and so there's some ways on social media to keep up. Again, this is a startup, Aggieland, and Dick Lester is with the Center of New Ventures and Entrepreneurship inside the Mays Business School at A&M. Appreciate the background on Startup Aggieland.
You bet. Happy to do it.
Well, you're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.